100% bran flakes really the best tasting cereal of them all?
Well, your father says so, and father knows best.
Yes, it's Father Knows Best, transcribed at Hollywood, starring Robert Young as father. A half-hour visit with your neighbors, the Andersons. Brought to you by America's largest selling bran flakes, Post 40% bran flakes, and by Instant Postum, the good-tasting drink that's entirely caffeine-free. A wedding ring has quite generally been considered the key to bliss and happiness. But then, if one is to consider certain events which occurred recently at the White Frame House on Maple Street, one must admit that a wedding ring is capable of stirring up a few domestic problems, especially if the ring has a loose stone. The aforementioned chain of events had its beginning in the Anderson kitchen a few evenings ago, when Margaret, maternal head of the Anderson family, was washing dishes with reluctant help from daughter Betty. Like this.
Actually, Mother, I shouldn't even be doing dishes tonight. It's Kathy's turn.
Well, a little extra dish wiping isn't going to kill you. And besides, now that I think about it, Kathy did them last night, didn't she?
Yes, but she's supposed to be on every night this week.
She is?
Certainly. I've traded her my next six desserts for three turns at doing dishes.
Well, you'll just have to take back two desserts because I sent Kathy upstairs to take a bath. I wanted to get to bed early for a change.
I don't want the desserts back. I'm trying to reduce. Ralph says that a girl, to look attractive, should be willowy.
Well, as far as Ralph and his opinions are concerned...
Hi, Mommy. Look at me.
Oh, dear. Kathy, didn't I tell you to take a bath and get your pajamas on?
Uh-huh. But aren't I pretty? I'm a jeweled princess.
Angel, what are you doing with my good necklace? Haven't I asked you time and again not to get into my jewelry?
Well, I sort of happened to find these.
Just sort of happened to, eh?
Mm-hmm. They were just kind of bunched up over in the corner.
Over in what corner?
The corner of that box that you keep them in.
I thought. Well, that takes care of that hiding place.
You know you're supposed to be doing these dishes, Squirt.
Well, Mommy told me to go upstairs and take a bath.
And why aren't you up there doing it? Now, you hurry and jump in that tub and then into bed.
Aw, oh, gee, it's early. Can I be a jewel princess for just 10 more minutes?
No.
You heard what Mother said. Either get upstairs or do the dishes like you're supposed to.
Aw, oh, turn blue.
That's a fine way for a jeweled princess to talk.
Margaret!
Hark! Yonder cometh the king.
Oh, brother.
Margaret, you remember Floyd Claiborne, don't you?
No, I don't believe I do.
Yes, you do. He used to work at the post office.
Well, I don't place him.
Well, anyway, there's a funny piece about him in the paper here.
Hi, Daddy. I'm a jewel princess.
That's fine, kid. It says here in this article...
You hurry to bed, J.P.
Oh, all right. Can't have any fun around here.
Margaret, do you think you ought to let her run around with that jewelry on? She's liable to lose it. Well, anyway, this piece about Floyd... Margaret, are you wearing your wedding ring to do the dishes?
Why, yes.
I thought you said one of the stones was loose in it.
Well, it is, a little.
You're going to lose it down the drain if you're not careful. You're as bad as Kathy.
What's this big funny piece about Floyd?
Oh, well, briefly, Floyd's wife went to live with her mother.
Yes, that certainly is funny.
Well, the funny part is the way the whole thing started. She was having him hang a picture for her. She kept changing her mind where she wanted it. And he kept pounding nails and finally pounded a big hole in the wall. Plaster, everything fell down.
May I go now, Mother?
Not yet, Betty. We're not through with the dishes.
Are you interested in hearing this or not?
Oh, I'm listening.
So anyway, old Floyd refused to fix the wall. Said it was her fault. She claimed the hole in the wall caused a draft, which was undermining her health. So he told her to move someplace where it would be healthier. And so she did.
Is that all of it?
Yeah. beats me how people can let themselves get worked up over some little insignificant thing. Just let it run away with them.
Let's hurry and get these done, Mother. I've got some studying to do.
All right.
Better watch that ring, Margaret.
I know, dear. I'll be careful.
Dad.
I just mentioned it, that's all.
Yes, dear.
Dad.
Yes, Bud, I'm coming. That soapy water makes things pretty slippery, you know.
Yes, dear. I suppose I should take the ring off. If anything happened to it now, I'd never hear the last of it.
Mommy!
Kathy, what are you doing down here? I told you to take a bath.
Well, the plug thing in the bathtub is stuck again. And the water just keeps on running out.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll go up and fix it.
Finish the dishes, Betty.
You better help me finish these, Squirt. You're getting off easy as it is.
I couldn't help it. Mommy told me to go upstairs.
Betty, telephone!
I'm coming. Finish the dishes, Shrimpo.
Oh, I don't have to. A ring. Boy. Da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum.
Hey, Margaret,
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, kitten. I thought the mother was out here.
She's upstairs plugging the tub.
Doing what?
Fixing the bathtub so the water won't run out.
Oh. Well, when she... Wait a minute. What ring is that you've got on your thumb?
I think it's Mommy's. How do I look in it? Mary?
Give it to me. I'll fix that loose stone right now. No use taking chances with a thing like that.
Can I help you fix it, Daddy?
No, you stay there and work on those dishes. I'll be in the den.
Darn old dishes.
Hey, Bud.
Yeah?
See if you can find me some tweezers. I've got a little stone setting to do.
I thought you were going to help me with my arithmetic.
I can do both. There's probably some tweezers upstairs in the bathroom.
Better knock off that ring down the furnace vent.
I won't. Now get the tweezers.
Okay. Hey, Mom, when you come down, bring some tweezers with you.
Oh, no. Go up and bring them yourself.
She'll bring them down. And besides, I got to get these problems. Listen to this one, Dad. I think they must have it wrong in the book.
I wish you'd get those tweezers.
If a locomotive traveling 75 miles an hour goes from point A to point B in 9 hours and 45 minutes, how long will it take the locomotive to make the same run traveling at 30 miles an hour?
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, if the train can do 75, why do they want to cut it down to 30? The engineer must have rocks in his head.
But they merely made up that problem as a mathematical...
Boy, the stuff they try to cram into you at school nowadays.
Well, look, Bud...
You in the den, dear?
Yes, we're in here.
Who was it that wanted the tweezers?
Dad does.
I've got a little repair job here.
Well, there's some repairing you can do upstairs, too. I can't get the stopper in the bathtub to work.
All right, I'll go up and take a look at it. Bud, get me a screwdriver and a wrench and bring them upstairs.
But I've got to get this arithmetic.
Hurry up, Bud.
Holy cow. I have to do everything around this joint.
Hi, Mommy. Is the bathtub okay now?
Not quite, Angel, but your father's gone up to fix it. So you run upstairs and get undressed. Right away.
Okay, okay.
Has Betty finished the dishes?
No, she's on the phone. Probably talking to old Ralph.
Oh, dear. Well, you run upstairs.
I will. Pretty soon. Here's Mommy's ring on the table. Da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum.
What are you doing here in the den? I thought I told you to finish the dishes.
Well, Mommy told me to go right upstairs.
Well, why don't you do it then?
I'm going. Da-da-da-dum. Da-da-da-dum.
Mother!
I'm out in the kitchen. Come out here if you want to talk to me.
Mother, I was just talking to Ralph on the phone, and he wants me to meet him at the library.
Well, the dishes aren't done yet, you know.
But, Mother, I told Ralph I'd
meet
him.
Well, if there's still time after we get these everlasting dishes done, fine.
Creepers, it'll be too late then. Ralph will think I stood him up deliberately. Janie Liggett will be at the library, and he'll start looking at her. Then she'll pretend she's afraid to walk home alone, so he'll offer to drive her home.
Well, if Ralph's no more dependable than that, it's high time you found it out.
They'll probably take a moonlight drive.
Oh, stop it. There's no moonlight tonight.
That's even worse.
Well, if you'd stop talking and start working, you could go to the library yourself. The dishes are all washed.
That's neat.
Well, Betty, if you... Oh, my goodness. My ring. Where is it?
What?
It's gone. I must have knocked it into the water. And now it's gone down the drain.
Are you sure?
Well, it's not on the windowsill. I put it right here.
Maybe it fell on the floor.
Well, I can't see it anywhere. And I'm sure now that I heard something drop into the dishwater.
What can we do?
I don't know. Maybe we can get a long wire, fish it out of here. It hasn't gone too far down. For heaven's sake, don't say anything about this to your father.
Oh, I think I hear him coming.
The
The bathtub's okay now. Where shall I put the screwdriver?
Well, where'd you find it?
In the toolbox in the basement.
Well, all right. Put it back there, then. No, wait. Give it to me.
What do you want it for?
Oh, I have a little repair work to do.
Bud! Come here, Bud!
Uh-oh, he sounds like he means business.
Bud!
Coming, Dad.
Here, Betty, you take the screwdriver and see if you can get the train cap.
Come here, Bud, in the den.
What is it, Dad?
What did you do with Mother's wedding ring?
I didn't do anything with it. Last I saw it, it was right on the table here. That's where you left it.
Well, it's not here now. I wonder if Kathy... No, she's upstairs.
Well, maybe it fell down into the hot air register.
That's just what I'm afraid of.
Holy cow. Hey, wait a minute. Betty went through here to answer the phone. Maybe she picked it up.
Yeah, that's an idea. Betty! Betty!
I'll bet she saw it and picked it up.
What is it, Father?
Betty...
Oh, by the way, Father, you haven't seen Mother's ring, have you?
Ring? Who, me?
Yes, it was on the windowsill in the kitchen.
Let's see now. Ring.
Well, it was just a thought. What did you want me for, Father?
Nothing. Nothing important. Forget what it was now.
Betty! Coming, Mother!
That shoots that possibility.
What are you going to do now, Dad?
There's just one thing to do. Go down in the basement and open up the furnace vent.
Open the furnace vent? Yipe!
And whatever you do, don't say anything to your mother about this. After that lecture I gave her about carelessness, I'd never hear the end of it.
Kathy may be humming the wedding march, but I know that both Margaret and Jim Anderson are singing the blues. And mothers, if you want to keep your family singing happily, be sure to give them a good breakfast every morning.
It's more than likely that you mothers know that bran is good for the whole family because it provides those important keep regular benefits. Perhaps you've tried it in the past and found that the family wasn't too keen about its flavor. Well, here's good news. Something wonderful has happened to bran. Just try the new Post 40% Bran Flakes and you'll see. Yes, Post 40% Bran Flakes now have a wonderful new flavor, a magic oven flavor, and crisper, tempting texture that makes them downright delicious. They actually taste so good, many folks now prefer Post Bran Flakes to any other cereal. That's why, Mother, you can start serving Post 40% Bran Flakes to your family with complete assurance that they'll get their keep regular benefits, their daily ounce of prevention, in a cereal that's a pleasure to eat. I hope these simple facts convince you to give Post 40% Bran Flakes to your family soon.
For goodness sake, eat Post Bran Flakes. So good and so good for you.
So when you shop this weekend, Mother, make sure you get Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes. See why they're good and so good for you.
Ring? Ring? Anybody seen a wedding ring? There's one missing at the white frame house on Maple Street. In fact, there are two entirely separate searching parties looking for it. One, headed by Jim Anderson, is Operation Furnace Vent. The other, guided by Margaret Anderson, is Operation Sink Drain. Let's look into the kitchen now, where Margaret and daughter Betty are about to get the search underway. Like this.
Hold the flashlight a little higher.
I can't see anything down that pipe, can you?
No, there's no chance of fishing it out from up here. We'll just have to take something off under the sink.
Why don't you call the plumber?
Well, if I do that, your father will find out I've lost the ring. I'd much rather keep this as quiet as possible. See if that big wrench is in the cabinet on the back porch, will you?
What a family. Janie Liggett's probably swooning over Ralph at the library, and I have to stay home and take the sink apart.
Hurry, Betty.
Well, I'm looking.
Of all the times to drop the ring down the... Did you find the wrench?
Well, I found something. Is this a wrench?
Yes, that's it. Now, let's see if we can get under the sink here.
Oh, Mother.
Well, I've seen your father take something off down here. I think he calls it an elbow or a shoulder or something. Hold the flashlight.
How do you know the ring's in there anyway?
Well, there's this elbow somewhere that's supposed to catch things, according to your father. I know he took it off the time Aunt Martha dropped her earring down the sink. Hold the light over a little.
Look out, somebody's coming. It sounds like Father.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Hide the flashlight.
Get rid of the wrench.
Hey, Mom.
Oh, for Pete's sake, it's only Bud.
We're out here, Bud.
What are you doing?
Finishing up the dishes. Why do you have to be so nosy?
Who's nosy?
Betty and I were just talking. What's the matter?
Nothing.
Well, then what are you doing?
What are you looking at me for?
Who's looking at you?
What do you want, Bud?
Oh, I was looking for the little wrench and screwdriver, the ones Dad was using.
Oh. They're here by the refrigerator.
Oh, thanks.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Dad's just fixing some stuff.
Well, he's probably waiting for you.
Yeah.
Well, go, go.
What's the matter?
Nothing. Why do you keep saying, what's the matter?
You keep looking at me. Why do you keep looking at me?
We're not.
Holy cow, I never saw such a family. All they do is keep looking at me.
Bud!
I'm coming.
Bud?
Yeah?
Tell your father I'll be busy in the kitchen for a while.
Okay.
Hurry up, Bud. What took you so long?
I don't know. They just keep looking at me.
Who?
Mom and Betty. When I went in the kitchen, they had funny looks, big eyes, like they'd never seen me before.
You didn't tell them what we were doing, did you?
No.
All right. Go quietly. Down to the basement. Now, if I can see where that pipe from the den comes down to the furnace...
Want me to go up to the den and holler down?
No. If your mother finds out I lost her ring, I'm in trouble.
Oh, it's okay. She said she was going to be busy in the kitchen.
Good. Now, let's see. There's the pipe from the living room. And the den would be over there.
Gee, here's my old pogo stick.
Now, this has to be the pipe to the den. If something dropped in the vent, it would probably slide down about to here. Bud, get off that pogo stick.
Okay.
Turn that handle there above the furnace. Shut off the heat in this pipe.
Ouch, this thing's hot.
Well, use the screwdriver.
How do you know the ring's down in the pipe?
It has to be. It's on the table right by the vent. Somebody probably knocked it off. This was where we found Uncle Fred's cufflinks the time he dropped it down the living room vent. Now, get over on the other side of the pipe while I unscrew this connection.
I could get stuck in here.
Well, just hold it.
Watch it, Dad. The whole pipe's going to come down.
Well, hold it.
How can I hold it? It's on top of my head.
Well, don't move.
Don't move, he says.
Uh-oh, who's that?
Father, are you down there?
Yes, I'm down here. What do you want, Princess?
What are you doing, Father?
Oh, just fixing the furnace.
Bud, why are you standing there balancing that pipe on your head?
Oh, me?
He's helping me.
Oh.
What's the matter with you?
Nothing. What's the matter with you?
Princess.
Why does everybody keep looking at me?
I can't help it. I can't turn my head.
What do you want, Princess?
Mother wanted to know if the hammer was down here.
What does she want the hammer for?
Oh, she's fixing some little thing in the kitchen.
Oh, well, here's the hammer. You'd better hurry, Princess. Your mother's probably waiting for you.
What's the matter?
Nothing's the matter.
Why do you keep looking at me?
Betty.
All right, I'm going.
Well, keep going.
I never saw such people. Everybody acts so crazy.
Tell your mother I'll be busy down here for a while, Princess.
All right, Father.
Hurry, Betty.
I'm coming, Mother.
Quick, give me the hammer. Now, you hold the wrench on the drain pipe, and I'll pound on the end of it.
Oh, creepers. The things a person has to do in this house.
What's your father doing?
He and Bud are doing something with the furnace.
I just hope it keeps him busy for a while. If he comes up here, I know he'll ask where my ring is.
Take it easy.
flop it, Bud.
What in the world are they doing down there?
Well, they acted awfully strange. Just kept looking at me.
Oh, get ready with the hammer. We've got to get this off and get the ring out before your father finishes down there. All right. Now, pound the end of the wrench. Not on the end, Betty. On the side. I'm trying to loosen this pipe.
How can I hammer in here? No room under this sink. I can't see anything.
Ouch!
Your head's in the way, Mother.
You're stepping on my ankle.
Here comes Father.
Oh, dear. Get out from under here, quick.
My bracelet's caught.
Mom.
Oh, it's Bud again.
Hey, Mom, are you... What's Tallulah doing under the sink?
Never mind the bright remarks.
Well, what are you doing?
She's looking for something, Bud. What do you want?
Dad wants the pliers.
They're down in the basement.
They are?
Well, go on, go on. You heard her say they were down in the basement.
How'd you get soot all over you, Bud?
Oh, we're fixing something. What are you doing?
We're fixing something.
Well, don't stand there, stupid. Go on. Father's waiting for you.
Okay, okay.
Tell your father if he's going to fix the furnace to change his clothes.
Okay, okay.
Did you get the pliers?
Mom says they're down here.
Well, look in the toolbox and hurry, Bud. This takes much longer. Your mother's going to get curious and come down here.
There's something funny going on. They act kind of goofy up there.
I don't care how they act as long as they stay up there. Now, loosen that wire that holds up the pipe while I brace it.
What about the other end?
I'll hold it. Now, you just take the wire off.
Okay, if you say so.
Now watch it, Bud. Watch it. Grab the pipe.
I can't. It's hot.
Look out, Doc!
Holy cow.
Now we've done it.
What happened?
You unhooked the wrong wire. Everything came down. Soot all over.
Boy, are you black.
What a mess. We'll never find that ring. Can't even tell now which pipe went to the den.
Turn off, Mother.
Where? Where?
What in the world's going on up in the kitchen?
What's going on down here?
It's going in the dining room. Close the door.
Dad, it's raining.
Water coming down. Where's it coming from?
Jim! Jim, come quick!
Uh-oh. Come on, Bud.
Holy cow.
Oh, what's the matter, honey?
Pipe under the sink. Water's coming out.
Oh.
Father, hurry.
Yeah, I flood.
Margaret!
Don't ask any questions, dear. Under the sink. Turn off the water.
Get a bucket and mop.
Where?
On the porch.
Now, if I can find a valve under here... There. Whew. Margaret, what in the name
of... Dear, I was just trying to... Jim, what happened to you? Soot all over you.
Oh, the pipes in the basement fell down. Why did you take the pipes under the sink apart?
Why did you take the pipes in the basement apart?
Yes, what's come over this family? Is everybody insane?
What were you doing, Margaret?
Well, I suppose I'll have to confess. You cautioned me about my wedding ring, so I put it up on the windowsill. And then something happened. It fell into the sink and down the drain.
Down the drain? Is that why you took the pipe off? Honey, I took your ring into the den to tighten the stone, and it fell off the table into the furnace bed.
Oh, no. Is that why you took down all the pipes in the basement?
Well, I didn't want to tell you I'd lost it after sounding off the way I did.
Where's the ring now?
Did you find it, dear?
No, not exactly. But it has to be down in those pipes somewhere.
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, hello, kitten.
Look at my thumb. Mommy's wedding ring just fits.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? Margaret! Your ring!
Kathy, where did you find it?
On the table in the den.
You've had it all the time?
Sure. Were you looking for it?
Yes. Sort of.
Margaret, I think we'd better sit down.
What's the matter with Mommy and Daddy?
Shrimp boat parents sometimes do the darndest things.
Well, if the family ever needed to calm down and relax, now's the time. So Kathy suggests...
Hey, everybody, let's have a cup of hot postum, huh?
That's the first good idea you've had today. Come on, I'll put the water on.
That is right, friend. Instant postum's a good idea today, tomorrow, anytime. First place, it tastes so good. Heartwarming, I call it. And secondly, postum is one hot drink that contains no caffeine. None. So unlike coffee or tea, which do have caffeine, postum can't possibly cause coffee nerves or spoil your sleep. Of course, not everybody is bothered by caffeine. Many aren't. But if you are, switch to Postum. Good old instant Postum. The safe drink the whole family loves.
Well, there was quite a turmoil around the Anderson household this evening. But the house is still standing. A little work on the part of the furnace man and the plumber should have things back in shape and all the pipes reconnected. It's an hour or so later, and Jim and Margaret are bailing the last of the water out of the kitchen. Like this.
Did you get back of the refrigerator, dear?
Yes, I think the tide is ebbing.
Well, at least we got a nice clean floor out of it.
Honey, if only you told me that you were looking for your ring.
Dear, if you'd only told me.
Well, live and learn. Now, let's forget about the whole thing.
That's fine with me.
Hey, Dad, you see this in the paper?
See what?
Story here about a fellow almost wrecked his house trying to hang up a picture. Knocked a hole in the wall, his wife went to live with her mother.
Old man.
Yeah?
Put the paper away. We're all going to bed.
Join us again next week when we'll be back with Father Knows Best, starring Robert Young as Jim Anderson. Until then, good night and good luck from the makers of Post 40% Bran Flakes, America's largest selling Bran Flakes, and Instant Postum, the drink that's entirely caffeine-free. In our cast were Dorothy Lovett as Margaret, Rhoda Williams, Ted Donaldson, and Helen Strome.
Mom, I think you're beautiful.
Well, thank you, Johnny.
You're the most beautiful woman in the whole world.
Thank you, Johnny.
Mom?
Yes, Johnny?
Can I have wheat meal for breakfast tomorrow?
Sure. Make him happy, Mom, with the best hot cereal anywhere. Post wheat meal is packed full of solid nourishment, great for kids, and so wonderfully delicious. Post wheat meal cooks in just 3 minutes. Try rich, hot Post wheat meal with a picture of Roy Rogers on the package. Post wheat meal, the best hot cereal you ever ate.
Father Knows Best was transcribed in Hollywood and written by Paul West and Roswell Rogers. This is Bill Foreman speaking.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.